Archives Hub Audio Tutorial Unit 1 Section 6 Basic Index Terms. This section will provide basic guidelines for adding personal names, subjects and places as index terms. Introduction. Within EAD, index terms are known as access points. They are names and subjects that provide ways into the collections for researchers. And in particular, they provide ways to bring different collections together. For example, a researcher may be looking for all collections that are about immigration, or that are about women's suffrage, or they may be looking for collections that refer to specific people, organisations, or places. This ability to intellectually group archives is one of the great advantages of being part of the hub, and therefore it is worth thinking about adding some access points to your descriptions. Access points are used for hub searches, and they are also clickable links within descriptions, enabling lateral searching. This kind of advanced search is well used on the hub, and the links within descriptions are very popular. Access points also help to distinguish people, organisations, places and subjects that are substantially referred to in the archive. You may include all such references within your scope and content, but reserve the access point entries for names and subjects that you think are the most important and most accurately reflect the content of the archive. Access points can be added at collection level and at lower levels. Most contributors add them at collection level, but the advantage of adding them at lower levels is that the researcher can pinpoint what interests them more precisely. So the first thing to think about is which personal names, family names, organisations, places and subjects you want to include in the access points. These should all be referred to in the scope and content, or in the administrative and biographical history. Most collections include somewhere between 3 and 10 access points, although we do not have any specific rules on this. We highly recommend that you include at least an access point for the creator of the archive, whether it be an individual, family, or organisation. Subjects. The EAD editor provides for a main subject entry and additional subfields. The additional subfields are only used for the Library of Congress subject headings. You will see that we have links to 3 different thesauri: UNESCO, UCAT, and Library of Congress. The choice of which to use is entirely up to you. You can use a combination of them, but the editor ensures that for each entry you do specify which thesaurus you have used. The drop-down list of thesauri includes some additional ones that some contributors may also wish to use. For many subjects, the entry will be quite straightforward. A subject such as education, for example, is given for all 3 main thesauri, so you can enter this as the subject term, enter the particular thesaurus you used, and add it to your description. Do remember to press the Add to Record button, as otherwise your heading will not be included. If you want to include a term such as Women Authors, this is available via UNESCO or Library of Congress, so you can add it and specify the UNESCO or Library of Congress thesaurus. In UCAT, you cannot add this term in this way. You have to add women as a subject term and authors as a separate subject term. If you do not find this to be satisfactory, then you may not choose to use this thesaurus for this particular subject entry. If you wanted to be more specific and have a term for women authors in the 18th century, for example, then you would need to use the Library of Congress thesaurus, because this allows subfields to further qualify your main search term. Try going to the Library of Congress search via the link in the editor and entering a search for Women Authors, 18th Century, and you will see that it is a valid heading. You need to enter the main part of the heading in our main field. The main heading is always the part before the first double dash. Then you enter 18th century as a date. Choose date from the list of fields and click Add Selected Field. And then you can add your date and click Add to Record. Let's look at one more example. This is a complex Library of Congress example. You would like to add Agriculture, Great Britain, History, 19th Century. This is a valid Library of Congress heading, and you can add it by entering the main subject of Agriculture and then using the optional fields as appropriate. So you would use the Location field for Great Britain, you would use the Other field for History, and you would use the Dates field for 19th Century. The Other category is essentially for anything that is not a location or a date. We should emphasise that the Library of Congress subject headings are not straightforward when you get into using the subfields. You may find that you need to get more help or training if you want to use them in this way. They do give you the great advantage of enabling very specific subject headings, which will help researchers understand exactly what the collection is about. All your subject entries will have small red crosses by them that you can use to delete them if you wish to do so. Personal names. You will see that for personal names there are boxes for surname, forename and source. This is to enter the basic information required for a personal name. However, if you are following rules rather than adding a name via a source, then use the drop-down list to provide the option for rules, which includes NCA rules and AACR2. We cannot go into all the pros and cons of using these here. Suffice to say that most archivists do use the NCA rules, which are the National Council on Archives rules. But there are some shortcomings with these in an online environment. The biggest of these is the requirement to enter compound or hyphenated surnames by the last entry element. So, for example, someone such as William Rees-Mogg, with a hyphenated surname, would be entered under Mogg, William Rees. This is not very useful for the browse functionality within the Hub, because users are likely to look for Rees-Mogg rather than just Mogg. Another possible disadvantage of NCA rules is that they specify to enter a pseudonym under the real name. This may not be so useful for researchers looking for the pseudonym, such as, for example, Lewis Carroll. Lewis Carroll would be entered under his real name of Charles Lutwidge Dodgson. However, it is up to you which rules you choose to use. AACR2 does not allow for the addition of epithets except under very specific circumstances, so it does have its own drawbacks. You may wish to use names that are already in the National Register of Archives. There is a link to search the National Register of Archives, and then you can go ahead and enter the name and select NRA, all lowercase, as the source. You will see that you have a drop-down list to enter additional information about a person, namely dates, title, epithet, and other. This is in line with what you might use following NCA rules. If you want to enter a name such as Smith, Dame Ethel Mary, 1858 to 1944, then you select the fields in the correct order for this display. Please note that you should not enter punctuation within the boxes, but just add the data required. The EAD editor will add the punctuation for you. Remember that all our fields have help associated with them, which you can access by clicking the help icon if you would like to know more.